Back on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, and our guest today is Tuesday starter Davion Garcia. Davion, five innings pitched, no earned runs. You got your first ever win. How do you look back on that outing now, 2 days departed, and analyze your performance?
When it comes to analyzing it, I try to kind of wipe it out because now I have to throw Sunday, so I got to start focusing on that one. But when it comes to like kind of nitpicking and taking things that went well or taking things that went bad, I still had four walks. So that's where I'm kind of viewing and like looking at, because yeah, like there's a lot of good things that happened, but there's still a lot that went wrong that I could definitely improve on. So eliminating those four walks, I'd be a lot happier today.
I wanted to ask you about that because you kind of have that unique opportunity to face the same team two times in one series. Yeah. How do you approach that opportunity and that schedule draw for yourself?
It takes a lot of like physical preparation, like preparing and stuff like that, because obviously I just threw Tuesday and I went five innings and I had a higher pitch count than I've had so far this season. But getting to the Sunday series, I've been doing a lot of physical things. And mentally wise, it's just like, let's attack these hitters the same way again until they prove me that they could do opposite.
Talking about kind of preparing, you told me 2 weeks ago that your first start at Florida Gulf Coast, you were told very late in the process you were making a start. You were a closer, and you were getting to pitch on Friday night, but they didn't tell you until very late. What exactly happened on that day, and what was the day overall like for you?
Since I didn't have a lot of time to kind of like mentally prepare, I was kind of just sitting there like, well, I got to conserve myself a little bit more than a closer would, because when you're coming out of the bullpen, you have to be hot off the start and be ready to throw as hard as you can for as many pitches as you can. But when it came to becoming the Friday night guy out of nowhere, it was kind of like a jump scare at first, because I was definitely nervous and I've never been in that position before. But when coming into the game, I just did my normal routine that I would have done as a bullpen guy. So I had a way shorter routine than I do now, because like now you'll see me out here like an hour before, but like then it was definitely like 15 minutes, and I was just like on the mound ripping the ball, doing bands and plyos, and then I was in the game.
And how late in the process was it that they told you were making the Friday night start?
Yeah, it was like I think an hour and a half before the game started, so it was very, very soon.
How do you feel like your time in the bullpen maybe affected the way you can go into a week like this week where you're facing the same team twice?
I definitely think that my college outings of being a reliever in the bullpen has helped me just kind of prepare for a bounce back and being like very strict about how I recover. Like I do the same thing every time after I pitch, and the next day I feel pretty good, and then the next day I'm ready to go again. Like today I was already throwing long toss, and it's only been 2 days.
You talked a couple weeks ago with me about some of the mechanical issues that you had against Salem, and you weren't happy with that start, obviously. How did you go about fixing those, you know, from that start to the Fayetteville series to this week, and how do you feel like you've done fixing those mechanical issues?
I feel like I've done well. Luckily, I have a very smart coaching staff and a lot of friends that are helpful, especially like our bullpen guys and our other starters. A lot of conversations has been had of like, what do they think? What do they see? Because I'm always trying to pick everyone's brain, no matter who it is. I'm just trying to stay within myself, but also like be able to take other people's wisdom and use it into my own way. And from the Salem start to this start, there's been a lot of time, obviously. And with just all that time, I've been just slowly putting it together every single day, because we're here every day and there's a lot of work to be done.
And, you know, for you, and I feel like for a lot of the starters, the theme in the rotation has been improving each time through the rotation. You know, it was a little bit of a struggle early on, but the ERA each time through has been dipping. What's the conversation been between you guys as a group, you know, as a starting rotation, reflecting on, you know, the first time through and then the second time through, and now, you know, you guys are starting the fourth time through the rotation?
Yeah. The biggest thing has been with Lordy as our pitching coach. He really strikes down on that. The only thing that's important as a pitcher is the next pitch, because you can't control what happens in the past. So you learn from it, but you don't ride the highs too high and you don't ride the lows too low. So it's kind of being on when it comes to mentally, you try to stay on the same plane, but physically, you obviously know that you can do delivery work every day because you don't have to throw a ball. Like, you can save the bullets, you can save your arm. So there's been a lot of delivery work and kind of everyone finding their own thing. And just the conversations has been like, let's go get the next guy. Like, let's go get this next pitch. Like, I need to be very focused on my execution, but also have a lot of conviction and confidence behind every pitch.
Davian Garcia had the start Tuesday. He'll have the one Sunday. Davian, thanks for your time and good luck.
Of course. Thank you, guys. And let's go Frednecks.